The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Tapping In. So glad to be here. We had a few technical problems, and so we're still working through. But I figured it's better to talk to you, even if I have echoes and stuff. And so, right.
Uh-oh. Gary, you're mute, Gary. You gotta unmute.
How'd that happen?
I don't know, because it happened to me too. I went mute, you went mute at the same time.
All right. There we go. Just let me know. That's perfect.
Was the technical issues we were having, everybody.
Yeah. So there's little things happening, and so they may happen. We'll see. Right now, I'm coming to you live from the top of Allison Richards' house. I actually climbed on the roof, and we're getting internet now, and so we're doing really good. We're doing really, really good, and so there's so many things that happened. And there's so many things that happened at the spiritual retreat that were really amazing. And if you were at the spiritual retreat, or if you were actually watching it virtually, I went back and watched it virtually, and it's really fantastic. For those of you guys, if you go back, the gifts that we got were so amazing and so big and so strong. And there I am with Kevin Trudeau and the monks. And so, I mean, if you had the knowledge with those guys standing in that photo, right? If we just, and there's Alice in the background, add some wisdom to the crowd, and so, and some motherly love. And I think I see Michelle back there. Anyway, so, but this was really, and there's Voltage. Wow. Okay. Energy up. Woo. But it was just this crazy crowd that were all enlightened in their own way. And it was such a mixture of oneness that I really, really, really did get to where I understood oneness a whole lot better. A lot of you guys that are spiritually gifted, have you ever noticed that sometimes it feels like almost the universe is picking on you guys? Any of you guys seen that? Any of you guys imagine? Everybody, I don't know if any of you guys, I go back to the, there we go, now I can see. And so any of you guys think, like, what is up? You know, I am gifted. I am full of light. Why do I have this going on? You know, like, what is that? You know, what's happening? And so I got it for you. And I never could figure it out either. I thought, you know, here I am. I'm really spiritually gifted, really spiritually gifted. And I find that sometimes I have to try twice as hard to make everything work. And sometimes I have to try 10 times as hard to make everything work. And then, but the major stuff will fall out of the sky, hit me in the head, and, you know, and you win the lottery. And so how does that work? What makes that beat happen? I want to talk to Mark Miles because I know he understands the beat. Peter understands this beat. You know, different folks that are my buddies have been around for a long time. You guys understand? You know, does that make sense to you, Mark? Does that make sense? Are you there? Can I hear you?
Yeah, I'm unmuted. Sorry. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So,
like, yeah. Sometimes do you feel like you're almost getting picked on?
Yeah, I mean, I had a recent incident with our church group, no less, of religious people. So, yeah, they were ostracizing, you know, one of the members, and I was trying to defend him, and I kept asking God repeatedly, please open their eyes, please clear their hearts, and it wasn't meant to be. So
this is a perfect example. This is such a perfect example. And so I'm learning more and more about oneness every day. Oneness is a huge topic. All I know is this: God's universes operate, and all of the big beings, all of the big enlightened beings, and all of God's universes operate on the theory, and not only the theory, but the real reality of oneness. That's how it works. God says, without oneness, the light beings will not exist. Ouch. Without oneness. So we got to have this oneness to keep everybody existing. And then we can work through it. But with oneness, I figured this out. If you're dealing, say, Mark, you're one, okay? So you're one, you're looking at your church group and they're throwing somebody out in the yard, and you're going, no, don't throw him out in the yard. Let's work on him. Let's help him. Let's fix him. Let's understand him. Maybe we're wrong. There's a shot. We might be wrong, right? And so whatever how you saw this, though, you saw it different than all these other people, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I did.
And that's because you are a being of oneness. And so that's the reason I was picking on you. I was going to call on Peter and different ones, because you guys really do understand oneness. And so now let me explain to you a theory that I just figured out at this last retreat here we did in Ojai. In oneness, when you're one and you're trying to be one with somebody, and they're not being one back, right? You're going to get into a confrontation no matter what the hell. And it is what the hell, because it's hell going through it. And you're going to get into a confrontation, absolutely. And so, no matter how nice you are, no matter how understanding you are, no matter how kind you are, whatever you can dig deep and dig deep and dig deeper, you're still going to get into a confrontation. Okay. And this is what happens when you are one and they are not one. So you are going to not only get into a confrontation, you're going to lose. You're
Yeah.
going to lose. You are going to lose the battle. God told me this, and he said, you're going to lose the battle when you're in any kind of anything with somebody who is not one. So what does that tell you? Well, for God's sake, try to find people who you can be one with and do that, and then appreciate them like there's no tomorrow. But this is how this works. So you're going to lose the battle no matter what, but God said, guess what? You're going to win the war because I'm God and I decide. There. So
Man.
bing, right? So that's how it works. So that's, I always couldn't understand how come I could go through things and all the different, it feels like I'm putting out, really, I make the example all the time, putting out forest fires with my face, and I'm thinking, what? Why is this so difficult? And then all of a sudden, I have the most amazing luck of anybody I've ever seen in my entire life, right? And it's like this is crazy dumb luck where everything was just fall into place and work. How does that happen? Well, that's because God said, don't worry, you're going to lose the battles, but you're going to win the war because God said, I decide. God decides. So what does that tell you? So that tells you, first of all, believe in God, but also trust in him. And so you got to really trust. You really trust and you really be one with God, and he's got your back. So you can walk out on limbs. I walk out on, sometimes air. There's not even a limb there, and it works out because I trust God that much. I just trust him that much. And so that's how when you guys call me and you go, Gary, I got all these problems and I got some things and I need to, like Mark, you're always doing deals and stuff. You go, Gary, I need this deal to work. Thank you. I got your text today. And so
Thank you.
I need this deal to work. Help me get this, help me put some light on it, right? And I do. And when I put light on things, they just work. So that's because I believe in God 10 million percent. And so maybe 100 million, maybe I don't know what the number is, but he has your back. So once you get that through your noggins, once you get that through our little thick skulls, and you realize that he's got your back, and you will lose the battle, but you will win the war because God decides who wins the war. And there you are. And so that's the rule of oneness. I didn't know that until this last retreat. I learned a lot. I learned a lot. So I had a really great time. I had a fun time, working with all you guys. Thank you so much for coming. And so I'm still in Ojai here, writing and working on some projects. And so but it's really, really amazing when you do have these different epiphanies and you realize no matter how dumb you think you are, and no matter how stupid you think things work out sometimes, like in your case, you had a perfect example,
Yeah,
So,
I had to learn to forgive and not get angry at it, because it was a couple of weeks of me butting my head against him, and I went through all the emotions that you typically go through when you're arguing with somebody that you really care for and care about. And God eventually said, it's not your job to make him believe. You have to forgive and you can't be angry at it. And it took me, almost 2 weeks to do it. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, now it'll be quicker.
Thank
You're
you.
going to lose the battle, you're going to win the war. There we are.
Thank you,
Yeah,
God.
that helps a lot, right? Because I can think of all the times I was pissed off. I was angry. I'm thinking, I am so mad, right? And this isn't right, and this is not fair, and I can't get it, and and so, but there's your answer.
Thank you.
Yeah, these epiphanies matter. When you get it, when you have an epiphany, let me know. Let me know. I'm always happy to hear epiphanies. And so, but that's really good. You got any questions, buddy? Anything going on? Anything you need to know?
No, I think Christina wants to say hi to you. She misses you
Ah.
too. Well, yeah, we just wanted to say thank you for everything you do, and the retreat was a
Thank
blast.
you. Hey, girl. How are you?
I'm
Good,
good.
good, 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 good. Come and see me. Come and see me.
I will. When's the next retreat? Is it in Vegas or your house?
You know, I meant just come and see me.
I'm
Then we'll have a retreat. There we
sorry,
are.
guys. Dean and
Yeah.
Michelle, everybody.
We're
So,
working on that mark right
guys.
now.
Yeah, I got
Yeah.
you.
Miss
Yeah,
all you
they
guys too. All
are. Yeah, thank you so much. I'll talk to you guys soon. I love you. Okay.
right, love you too.
That's interesting. Isn't that interesting? He was having exactly the problem that I was talking about. That's
Yep.
crazy. God, I should really do this for a living. Wow.
Should.
I'm telling you. Y'all notice that? Y'all notice that? Anyway, so Dean, what's going on with you? How are you and Michelle doing? You're back in Vegas. You're licking your wounds. You went to Angela's party.
Oh my
Woo-hoo!
God, that was
Yep, it was
epic.
an amazing party.
Another epic,
It was
amazing
me and
party. I wish you
Michelle
were there.
and Brian came along. Brian was there, so.
And so was
Oh no,
family.
Brian. Oh, Brian didn't go
Family.
to the party. I'm sorry, Brian. You didn't go to the party. But Brian went to dinner with us the night after. So.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
Fallon flew in. So her and Jonathan, my nephew, were Aquaman and Aquawoman.
They had
And then,
400 people at the party.
yeah. Wow.
They had
And that's in Angela's house. That's her
yeah.
man's house. And so
It's
this
their
is
own
amazing,
ex
man.
burlesque shows. Just to say they had some topless women there at the party.
I
And
never see, you know, I seen all the video and pictures you sent me, and Angela sent me. Is oh my God, you know,
yes.
it was really great. There you
Well,
are.
that's
There's
right.
Angela's share.
That's yeah, Angela's share.
She has such an amazing, they have an amazing home.
You guys look very dapper. Dean, I like you with a
That's
hat.
what
I
it
like
was. I
that.
was a
Michelle, I like you too.
steampunk guy. Thank you. I was a steampunk girl.
I love it.
We
That's awesome.
drove from Ojai to the costume shop, got changed, and drove straight to the party.
Yep, and we were out till like what 1 o'clock in the morning.
So
You
yeah.
guys are acting young. Look at that.
Yeah.
We
That's
are though,
perfect.
Gary.
That's perfect. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, anyway. Well, that's fun. We do fun stuff, don't we? You
Yes,
know?
yes.
I
Don't
think we're
forget.
so lucky.
She's planning your birthday party.
Gary, it's
Oh,
gonna
she
be an
is?
epic birthday
Oh.
party for you here in Vegas.
All right. We got invited. Let's invite about 1,000 of our closest friends.
Okay.
I don't think she
You
would
already
care.
said she had 450 at the Halloween party. So, I mean, I don't know. We got to have at least 451 at my birthday party or I'll feel
Yeah.
hurt.
Whoever wants to go, call me, text me. I got you.
Oh, that'll be fun. That'll be really, really fun. I can't wait. All right. Well, so who are we talking to? Who are we talking to, girl?
I got a whole list for you, Gary.
All
First, let's
right.
go to Lavender. Lavender was at the retreat.
I've already been color up.
Oh yeah, I have her
Oh,
right
yeah,
here.
I love the name.
She's
You
so
know?
beautiful. Hi, Gary. How are you doing?
Hey. Oh yeah. Thank you. You rubbed my shoulders when I was dying.
Would not have let you die, Gary. You've helped a lot of us survive, so no, that's not going to happen.
You know, it was such a oneness. It was such a oneness thing. That everybody was helping everybody survive. I mean, I saw everybody helping everybody, which was beautiful. It was just that energy. And you couldn't laugh enough. I mean, I looked around. I mean, I could look around the room. People had permagrins. They had permanent smiles on their faces. You know,
Absolutely.
it was just amazing. The parties were great. We had a party on Friday night. We had a party on Saturday night. Elisa and Noah sung on, I mean, what a talent, right? What talents those two are.
Amazing. They're both
Yeah.
amazing. And the love story is Absolutely wow.
Yeah, and it's a real love story. And so, but they have such great harmonies and sing, and so I mean, they're just stars, superstars. And so I had dinner with them the other night. It was super fun here at
Oh,
Alice
wow.
Richards. And
Beautiful.
but they're a joy, and there they are. And so this was like a treat, and this was like something from another world.
Absolutely.
And then the next night we did a big dance party that she hosted. And so if any of you
Oh.
guys are having a dance party anywhere and you want to blow your friends' minds, have her host it, and you will freak out at what happens. And so was that the
Really?
most amazing music? I felt like I was in outer space. It
I
was.
would echo that. Yeah, the music was peace to the heart, but the energy was going off the roof. So it was a
Yeah.
perfect deadly combination. Not to be
Wasn't
met,
it?
but high
Yeah.
vibe.
Yeah. It was like something that I can't believe I could do. If I had really researched everything for years to come up with the perfect parties, the perfect music, the perfect everything, I wouldn't have been better to come up with anything other than those guys, because they were rock stars. So anyway, if you need that,
Absolutely.
then you can.
Absolutely. Thanks to Michelle and Dean, like running like crazy. Jared, I think
Yeah,
Luke,
thank you to
everything,
everybody. I mean,
Patrick,
everybody. I mean,
everyone who made this work.
Judy, Brian,
Judy, yeah,
Judy, thank you. You're
everybody.
on too. You're on tonight, Judy, right? You're here.
Judy's
And
on.
Brian is too.
Oh, Brian,
Oh,
I
too.
love you. And so I love Brian because he was doing French fries.
Yeah. The teamwork was absolutely amazing. So thank you so much, guys, for putting this together.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Can you believe that we fed that many people for those many days on top of a mountain with no kitchen?
We did
Absolutely, absolutely.
it.
I really want to extend my thanks because my English Indian genetics love tea, and Jen made it work, and she arranged for a kettle for us to be able to make tea every morning. And she would come and refill the coffee before 9 a.m. so that people could not be dying before their morning caffeine shot. So thank you so much. It was amazing.
No,
Oh.
we try to serve. You know what's right though? It's kind of interesting because we're all friends, of course, and close friends, and now we're close friends with all you guys that were at the retreat. And it's a beautiful thing because you try to, and I have to say this, you're Kevin, buddy, Kevin and I always tried to outspoil the other one. Like, I'm gonna spoil you. I'm gonna cook you this thing. I'm gonna fix you that, and so that's what we would just spoil each other with all those things and other people around us, of course. And so I think that's a great way to live your life, And of course that's what he teaches in Jen. And so he's got some events coming up in Chicago. All you guys go to those. But it's really pretty amazing. And it becomes a way of life. And then when you adopt that as your way of life, with the spiritual piece, certainly, it's a pretty amazing life. And you have fun. But I certainly enjoyed you. Thank you for being here, and you contributed just by being here, and so
Oh,
thank
thank you, Gary. Thank you for having us. And especially the camping experience was absolutely amazing. It was absolutely amazing. We were
you were
four of us.
glamping? You were glamping, right?
Yes, we were glamping, like six of us. So it was an absolutely amazing experience. For all those who did not camp, you missed out big time.
I can't. I can't.
Yes, you were there. Your army was there, I know. So the boys
Yeah.
were with you. So.
Yeah. No, it
It
was
was
really
amazing.
crazy because, that's about as close to glamping, camping as I think I'll get. But it was really, really neat. Because you really feel, really, really nice and really neat. Hey, Alice, how you doing? Alice just poked her head in. Hey, come on. Come on, say hi. There we go. There we go. Come on. Right here. Right here. There we are. Look there. There we are.
Hi, how are you doing? Good to see you.
And so we invaded every time when we do something, how we invade Richard and Alice's house. And sometimes I show up with three people and sometimes I show up with 30.
Wow.
And they're like, okay, whatever,
Beautiful.
and so
Thank you, Alice. Thank you,
my pleasure.
look at her painting is right behind me. Check it out. Right, this is one painting. She has 100, and so
Oh,
but
wow.
these are so amazing. And so under she was a portrait painter, and she painted a lot of presidents and things, and portraits.
I
Paint
never painted a
you
president.
didn't paint a president. Who did you paint?
I
You paint somebody, Clinton. I don't know.
painted
Chelsea. You've been a Chelsea Clinton,
Chelsea Clinton. I
right?
painted Betty Friedan, who was
Well,
in
it was
prison.
Betty Friedan. Look right in here. Betty Friedan, though, she's in the Smithsonian.
Yes,
And
she
so
is.
she's a permanent fixture there. And that's one of Alice's paintings. And so is that cool to have something in the Smithsonian?
It's bizarre.
There's a
I
whole,
can't even get it.
yeah, a whole feature, and so, but then she switched and she started seeing the whole universe, and she didn't even know what she's seeing. And I'm not sure if she knows what she's seeing now, but she paints the whole God's whole universe. And so there's one in the background. And when you look at it, it takes you places and you get high from it. It's this crazy feeling. It's almost like the party where Lisa did the music.
Yeah.
This is, she did the music like it was like that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yay,
Yay.
all over. So
I also see mushrooms in the
where are
painting.
you?
It's definitely taking me places. Yeah.
Good.
It's got a
Excellent.
vibe.
Beautiful. Anyway, that's beautiful. Thanks, Alice. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. All we do is eat. We just have great dinners. That's all we do. We just eat dinners.
We just
Yeah.
can't breathe anymore,
Oh, yes.
because we haven't stopped eating for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think so. We were eating through the retreat. We ate our way through that. Now we're just
We're
eating
just
our way through.
eating,
We're eating our way through your kitchen. Anyway, so there we are.
when it's
Anyhow.
blissful.
Yeah, what's your question, honey? You must have a question. You call me. I'm just talking.
Yes. So, Gary, ever since I came back from the retreat, I'm much at peace with myself. That is amazing, which I'd been trying to look for outside, but it was inside. I think
Your head's quiet.
Ohio.
I can and see your head is quiet.
Yes, Ohio was a cherry on the cake, perfect place. The vibe, the vibration of people, everyone helping each other, that was amazing. But something is weird with reference to my sleep. On one of the days, I felt that my spirit left my body, or it was leaving. And I understand astral projection a bit because I can consciously do it, but that was an astral projection. I think it was something else. I felt like somebody else's presence in my room, and I felt like my spirit was leaving, and I was a bit scared and skeptical. So I pulled my spirit back into my body, and I'm like, I'm not ready. As if someone was trying to show me something, but I don't know what it was, but.
I got this. Okay, here's what it was. I will find myself being taken from my body somewhere because I'm capable of projecting enormous light on negative things. All right? And so I can project light on one person, one person's family, one person's business, one person's company, or I can project light on the whole world or part of the universe. And I have that. I have those. That's, if anything, that's my talents, my abilities, my gifts. And so God's had me lately. He'll take me from my sleep and he'll say, come with me. And I'll project light on wars, all the wars going. And I'll project a healing energy, a light. He'll have me do what I do. He'll explain a little bit to me so I understand it. And then I'm back. He was taking you to do that. That was what that was. He was using your energy to project to the unfortunate places of war. And so that's what was going on. See how your hands got warm right then?
Yeah.
Yeah, now you know what it was. See, I just told you the truth. That's the reason your hands got warm. So he's taking a lot of us that are spiritually gifted in our sleep and using our light from this angle to project to crazy humans that thinks it's, normal to blow up other humans. Well, they're humans. It's not a good idea, because if you're one with them, you're blowing yourself up, you see. And so you don't want to do that. And so that's what you were doing. So know you did some good. Okay.
Very interesting. I do feel very different after that day. It's like I'm also not able to articulate as if a connection between my brain and my tongue. Sometimes I just lose it. I'm trying to say certain things, but then I'm like, okay, wait, I'm not able to articulate. So let me just give it a moment. And that's really impacting my work as well. So I don't know. Am I creating
You go
what?
above it. Here's the deal. Okay, I'll give you the ability to go above it. Imagine, look up, see a big layer of rainbows above your head. There you are. Now you're in it. There you are. Above it. Simple. Big layer of rainbows above your head. Now you can breathe. Feel that? All of a sudden you can breathe. Crazy feeling, huh?
Right,
There you
right.
go. Yeah, we have to learn how to drive our vehicles we have. We have these amazing vehicles of light that are God-like. And because we're God beings, and we have to learn how to do it. It's easy to say, well, I don't want to do that. I'm just going to stay normal and not do that. And no, you're not. You don't have a choice, really. So you got to realize, you got to go with it. You got to allow, let yourself go high, and you'll be able to always get above it. And so trust God, and you'll be able to get above it. You may lose the battles, but you'll win the war. That's the
That's
new
my
thing.
aha moment for the day.
There we are. Good luck. I love you.
Love you, Gary. One last thing. Do you see any money blocks? Because every time I'm trying to move further in my business, it's like it moves and then it's like, okay, I'm just there. It's
Tell
not where
God,
I
all you got
want
to do is just tell God, let me win the war one time, please.
to be. Okay. Okay, I'll do that.
You
Go
got it.
the
Feel
war
how
one,
you,
please.
yeah, see how you got really light, really warm right then? When you
Yeah, my
say
back.
let me win the war, you instead of getting a little bit of beanie, everybody thinks they do some little bit of money, gets you can get more, and you can receive tremendous assistance with oneness and with success and abundance. And so there you go. Now you got it. That energy right there, the one you tapped into right there. Now your hands are weirdly tingly. Feel that?
Yeah, my legs too and my back too.
Good. All right. There you go. You got it. You're in the space. Okay. That
Thank you, Gary.
rainbow energy above your head that we tapped into in Ojai. Remember when I told you the whole sky went into rainbows and angels? Okay. And we all got into that space and we stayed in that space for a while. And so that space is the space I'm talking about right now. So there you are. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Gary.
Hey, good luck. I love you.
Much love.
Love
Thanks.
you.
Thanks, Michelle. Thank you, Dean.
Thank
She
you.
is
So kind.
I love her.
Yeah, me too.
I
Yeah.
miss her already. And her like family and
Yeah, you
yeah.
can feel it. It just exudes. Hey, I'm kind, by the way. Hey, I'll share my stuff with you guys. Hey, by the way. That's beautiful. That's good. I love you guys. You guys are great. I'm loving looking at your faces now. Anyway, ask me questions, Michelle.
Thank
What we
you.
got? What do we got?
I got Haley Roger. Haley Roger was also at the retreat. She's got actually a good
Yeah.
question. So, hey, beautiful.
Hey.
Have you
Hey,
missed
girl.
me? I
I had
love you
so much
guys so
fun with you.
much.
I had a great time with you. I had a great time with you at the retreat. You were fun.
Thank you. I try to be.
You're like a groupie. You're like a rock star. I'm not saying you're my groupie. I'm not using an ego there, but I'm saying, but we were back on the bus and on the RV, and you were like the perfect like buddy to have hanging out because you made us laugh. We're just laughing and having fun.
I love
And
that.
you and about, I don't know how many more people we could cram in that thing, but it was really fun. It was really good.
They were so much fun. Like, I literally don't think I've laughed that hard in my life. Like, at
Yeah.
one point, we were like rolling around doing flips, showing each other like yoga things on the ground, like in Ojai. It was literally like out of this world experience. It changed my life in multiple capacities, honestly.
Wow. Me too. You're a joy. So what's your question, honey? What's
Thank
going on?
you.
What's going on? What do you need?
Well, actually, I have two questions. Hopefully, this one's quick. Ever since the retreat, I've been like, haven't been able to sleep. In Ojai, I slept 13 hours in like 5 days. But when I
Right.
came home, literally, because it was so high vibe, but when I came home, literally like clockwork, I'm like woken up at like between 3:30, and it's like cannot fall back asleep. So I don't know what that is,
Well,
but it's.
here's what you're doing. I'm answering the same question a little bit different way, from the gal that I was talking to before you. And so this is a time where God's calling on us to be the earth angels we are. And so right now our sleep is being interrupted a little bit because we're going high to bring light to dark spots. So there's a lot of places that you're hearing a little noise, and the next thing they realize is that's a missile over their head. And the next thing you know, it blew up some. And so, or them. And
maybe teary.
Yeah, because you can tap into the realness of it. Yeah, feel that. And that's because you're healing some of those people. Some of those people that die, you're getting them to the light. Some of those people that don't get blown up, you are not allowing that missile to land and mess them up. You know, it's landing in the woods, in the field, and not in their house. I mean, we are God beings. And so God is calling on us now to do all these God being things. And so we're having to act like earth angels. And so my sleep gets interrupted sometimes as well lately. And I'm up and working.
Thank you, God. I'm ready. I love it. I'm here for it.
Feel how hot you got when you said I'm ready. You feel that?
Oh my gosh, I'm burning up.
You're burning up, right? I didn't do that. You did that.
I could like
A lot of times you'll feel these energies, right? When you just tell God you're ready. And so, but he's actually calling on you and calling on a lot of people to help. When I would do things in the middle of the night that God would say, you know, you go help this person. I would help people escape. I remember I helped this one guy escape from North Korea. I opened my eyes and I saw a guy running down a creek. I've told this story before on the air, but I saw this guy running down this creek and God says, can you see him? I said, yeah. He goes, you have to help him escape or a lot of people will die. And I go, okay, what's he escaping from? He says, never mind. Just see that path ahead. God had this path lit up to the left. And he says, you light it up in his head because you can bring it to him even stronger than me because you're on earth, spiritually gifted on earth. So see, you have to realize that being spiritually gifted on earth is not nothing. You guys are freaks. You totally are freaks of nature and really amazing by doing the meditations that we do and doing everything you do, understanding oneness, you really have magic. And so I remember God says, light that path up. And if he goes up it, you save a lot of people's lives. And so I lit it up and he turned left and ran up the path. He says, you saved him. And so 2 or 3 days later, it was in the news. And this guy who was, from North Korea had escaped. It was a spy. And he had escaped North Korea and brought us all these secrets that we needed. God said, there's your guy. Interesting, right?
That's so amazing.
Yeah, so we're sort of like, sometimes we're like the spiritual, you know, James Bond or like, something. Anyway.
I do feel that. And then you also do get the heaviness that you were talking about at the beginning. It's like we do all these things and then it's like, you know, but we're winning the war. So
yeah,
I'll take that.
Yeah, so we lose the battle a lot, but we win the war. And so.
But we can handle losing the battle.
As long as you win the war.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, there's where we are. Because God says, okay. I decide. He decides.
So my second question is, when I was at the retreat, I hugged someone and I saw green eyes staring back at me. Like literally green eyes there. There was nobody else there. So I was curious what that was.
It was a reptilian.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
That was a crazy answer.
Did I clear it?
No, there's one gift that clears reptilians. You guys should get this gift because reptilians are getting pretty prevalent these days. And these are the nastiest. They're somewhere in between a demon and an alien. And so ask God for the grater. You grate them up in pieces.
Like a cheese grater?
Because they grow back. You can cut them in two pieces. They'll grow two. I mean, you know, it's like, so here, it looks like a cheese grater. Okay, there we go. Reach and get it. I'm helping you get it.
The grater.
There you are. You got it in your hand. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now then, you got two of these things behind you. Clear them. There. One was for you and one was for your husband. There we go. Ah, look how that feels. Good Lord, that feels good. Feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, what happens is one
So.
of these things work in tandem. One will jump in you, one will jump in, say, your partner, and then you'll lose your damn mind, and then the partner will lose their damn mind, and then you go at it. And so this is how it works. There they go. That's what it looks like. It looks like
I
that.
saw those eyes. Yeah, it was
Yeah.
like,
Right.
yeah.
That's what you saw.
So did I, like, when I saw the eyes, did they jump from the person that I hugged into me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to Jody Downhill's world.
Damn.
She gets this
I'm gonna
worse than
strut out for
anybody.
Jody Downhill.
She no, I love her. She's my friend.
I know.
And so, but she's on tonight. I want to go to her in a minute. But they it's crazy because when she people always want to hug her because they feel better hugging her because she's such a healer. But she gets beat up so bad. And the reason is because if you can feel it, you can fix it. If you don't fix it, you get it. And so, but she gets really, really beat up from everything, everybody that hugs her, you know. And so it's kind of like that. And see, that's what you got. But
Yeah,
see there.
I
But
could
now,
definitely feel that.
feel how your head's hot now.
So hot, my ears are probably like beet reds.
Yeah, there you go. Good. I love you, girl.
I love you. Thank you so much. Love you. Thank
Yeah.
you, Michelle.
Yeah.
I'll see you soon.
Thank you for being a groupie.
Yeah. We
That's
love
fun.
you. Thank
She's
you.
the ultimate groupie. Let me talk to Jody. I was talking about Jody. Let me talk to Jody. I hope she's okay. I talked about her. You know, but you know, Jody. Hey, there you go. Can you unmute and let me talk to you? I just love you. There we go.
Jody,
You
yeah. Thank
know,
you
I've
so
never seen anybody except
much.
me get beat up as bad from hugging people. You know what I mean? And I love hugging people because no matter what they got, I'm gonna clear it. I'm gonna get above it. I'm gonna fix it. I'm gonna do whatever. But you're like me. You get beat up. You and people wouldn't understand that that occurs because you're such an empath. You're such a healer. You're a veterinarian, and you heal animals, but you heal people too. And so with being such a healer. Healers are empathic people, and they will empath whatever the negativity is from someone that they're hugging. So makes sense. You go through this, right?
All the time. Yep.
Yeah.
I try not to hug people, just or touch them or have them touch me, because I pick up whatever's wrong with them.
You really do, and you do this to such a level, which means your gifts are such a high level. And so, but it does, but you get beat up from it. And so, but you handle it pretty good. That's what I think. Anyway, how you doing, girl? You look great.
Oh, thank you. Well, God, everything has been going pretty well. Last night, a couple came in to pick up their cat, and I'm like, oh, hey, you look, they were in kind of the same clothes. I'm like, oh, how cute, you were in the same outfit, because they're married. It's like, the guy's like, we're not married anymore, and we're not married, and we're not together anymore. And he was madder than hell, and he's this big dude, and I just saw like rage in his eyes. So I stood behind the counter, and he just proceeded to like totally assault me, and I was flabbergasted. I didn't know what to say. I was almost like, I didn't want it to escalate, and he was going on and on because I did a dental on his cat, and we had to take a few teeth out, and he just was off his rocker. And he's like a 50, 60-year-old dude. I'm like, I just couldn't even say anything, and so I left. And they're like, we want to talk to her. I'm like, oh my God, I want to talk to him again. And apparently, he wanted to apologize, but thankfully, my young lady, was able to get it together because she came from a good family, and she's like, the way you acted was juvenile and like childish, and probably made him feel like an inch long and tall, and it was just. I felt horrible last night. I couldn't stop crying. It was just, I think I'm
Well,
over it now, but.
what happened was you empath that. Let me clear anything I see that is a remnant, okay? Because you'll end up with these little remnants, and after a while, the remnants beat you to death. And I see little remnants around you. There you go. It's easy for me to get rid of them. There we go. There we go. Now I feel your
Yeah.
shoulders, and there you go. You got warm. I feel your shoulders getting warm, your sinuses opening, your face getting bright. You know, there we go. Now I just see you. Look, you got a big star around you. You look good now. There we go. Yeah. Now look at guys. You guys, I want you to look. Look at the light in Jody's eyes right now. See that? She's back in there. See, sometimes when you get attacked like this, and see, people are going the hell off. People are freaking out, going off. And when you're around them and they have these meltdowns, it takes a part of your spirit and soul. And so if you guys look, see, Jody's eyes are super bright, full of light. And so your light's back in you. And so, but yeah, this part.
He was off his rocker. I mean, it was like I got behind the counter and he was like, I came out and I was crying. I wanted him to see me cry. And I said, I've never been spoken to like that before. And I just like, I
Well,
wanted to tell
he
him to
did some.
go.
Well, he did some damage. That's what I was feeling from you.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
feeling,
Oh, my God.
and so, yeah. So there we go. Now you look good. You're all good. You're looking
Yeah.
good.
And then I could tell he affected the clinic too. It was like,
Not now. It's all good. It's all good. And
Yeah.
so
Well, we lit a
sometimes.
candle. It felt better, and you know, and I sometimes I put salt all over the floor, and we have to sweep it up, and you know, it definitely helps
Yeah,
clear the
this
energy.
was like holy water, and you know, I don't know, something. It was rough.
I mean, I'm borderline. I'm not having them come back, you know, but
Yeah.
you know, I'm not going to be there much longer. So I figure, well, we'll take care of the cat, and you know,
You'll always do. You'll do the right thing. There we go. I got you all lit up. You look good now. I just love you. Want to touch you? There.
Well,
I feel.
I wanted to bring you lunch, but I guess you didn't have time.
I was not here. I was running around all over. So, but now, you
No.
know, there we go. Anyhow,
When you, when you,
are
when
you in Los Angeles tomorrow?
yes.
You never know. There we are.
Oh,
Okay.
I could bring
All
you.
right.
I could bring you sea fresh, garlic roll.
That's the best. That's the best.
I know what
Anyway.
you like.
Yeah.
Love you.
I
Thank
love
you.
you. Thank you, honey. I love you. Feel better.
Thank
Feel
you.
better. Feel better. That's crazy when you saw it. See the light go in her eyes? That was crazy.
Yeah, it was
That's
awesome.
crazy. And see, that's what it's like. You don't have any light in your eyes. Sometimes you can get it beat right out of you, you know. And so then you have to ask your friends, your family, your loved ones to help you fix that. Let me speak to Jacob. I want to talk to Jacob and see what he's up to. There we are.
Jacob,
Leon. Leon. Jacob Leon.
right. All right, Jacob, unmute yourself, please.
I had him on the list.
Oh, you did?
Hi.
Oh, that's cool.
Cross moth.
Hi, how are you? Got you.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. And there's your sister with you. Say her name for me again.
Josephine. Josephine.
Oh, good. Josephine and Jacob. There we go.
Juan Diego.
Great.
Yeah, you look so great. I think you're younger.
Oh, good. No, my makeup artist is in love with you. Anyway.
Really, you look very great, very good.
Thanks.
I watched you and I said, wow, you look so great with that. I
Oh,
don't know
thank
if
you.
it's a Tibet, is it Tibetan?
Yeah, no,
You
what it amounts to is on the computer, it has what's the feature called?
Hand.
Enhance your look.
Enhancer enhance.
He likes your
Anyway.
Tibetan scarf, Gary.
And the scarf. Oh, maybe it's a scarf. I don't. It's a Tibetan scarf. That's it. Yeah, I got my monk on. That's what I got. This is my monk. I got my monk on. I become buddies with the monks. I mean, these guys are my friends, you know. And so I had so much fun at the retreat. I had fun at the retreat hanging out with the monks. I saw you guys on virtual. I didn't have a thing where I could talk backwards and forwards. Sometimes it's like that, and it wasn't, you know. But anyway, I saw you guys there. What did you? Because you were on the virtual retreat. What did you get? What did you get from the retreat? What did you feel from that?
We feel so much great. Well, I feel like when I close my eyes and when you say something like, we're gonna see something pink or something like that, I see you when I see my eyes, like the figure of you. And that was
Oh,
so crazy.
yeah, you can see me, but I was in
Yes.
light, right? Somebody else told me that. Yeah, it was really crazy. It was really crazy. It was just like, you know, it was almost like you couldn't tell where reality stopped and heaven begun. You know, it was kind of like that. It was really like that. And so especially, you know, a lot of that was going on with when Kevin was there. It was really, really pretty wild to see all that,
Yeah,
you know. So I appreciate you
that
guys. Thank
was
you.
so
Yeah, thank you. Where are you
Yeah,
guys?
in
What
Cali,
country? What country are you in?
Ecuador. We had problems with the light, so we can connect before.
We have here in our country we are having electricity issues. They're
Yes.
cutting the electricity. I don't know if it's but. I don't know if it's for the clima, constant clima.
For the situation of the country.
It's well, it's but the rain, it has not
Yes.
rained.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know.
Yeah, so you're just saying that you got electric issues, and so and it could be political, right? And so
Yeah.
no, it feels right when you said that, you know. And but you guys feel better after the retreat. That's the biggest thing. I just want to check on you.
Yes.
That's all.
I was floating. I was
You
floating. I
did.
felt, I don't know, but something inside was here in my heart and in my
Stomach.
stomach. I
Good.
felt so much peace, bro. I
Well,
felt
good.
really, really good, and
Yes.
it was amazing. It
Good.
felt like,
Well,
yes.
Yes.
I
what
felt like an awakening here, and it was, I've never felt that peace in my life. It was
Oh,
so
good. Well, there
beautiful.
was a lot of energies that came from the vortexes here in beautiful Ojai, California. It's magic. It really is just you just have to realize it's magic. And so we were able to bring this heavenly magic down, pull it into our physical bodies, and then you become a part of it. It becomes a part of you. And then you can spread it around and heal the people around you guys. And you guys are in Ecuador, right? Ecuador?
Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
okay. All right. And so, well,
We
keep
had a
watching.
question.
What's
When
that?
we, I don't know how to say it, but it's about the scholarship from Kevin. We are so happy for that. When I hear that, that was like, I like everything I wanted for my life because I like. All the time, I just really want to work with Kevin because I feel so much like so connected with
It's
him,
called oneness.
with
He has
yeah.
a natural ability to create oneness between him and other folks, and he changes their lives. I realized that. I talked about him for a while in the retreat, and talked about our relationship and how it evolved, and he has an energy of oneness, and if he touches your life is better, and so that's
Yes,
just how it works. And so I I'm always working with you guys and stuff, and I see me do stuff, and I don't really think about it much, but then I realize, wow, that made them better, you know. And so but then I see you guys, and you touch my life, and you make my life better. So you guys bring me lots of joy, lots of light, and I think you'll work with Kevin someday. That's what I see. Okay. And so
yes,
I
you
hope.
just do
Yeah, and I
something
hadn't
like.
put Yeah, and I hadn't forgot about the internet thing you told me about. And so that's good. We'll talk about that. Okay. And so that's
With
perfect.
Kevin?
No, with him, with your brother, you know? And so,
Oh.
yeah, because
Okay.
but I see you guys working with a lot of people and changing a lot of people's lives in oneness. And you come from magic. It come your family's magic. I can look back and see your heritage. Your heritage comes from a lot of people who have special gifts. And so you guys are great. I love you guys. Anyway, thank you for joining me on the virtual retreat. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you
Thank you.
so much. Thank you. Thank
Yes.
you so
Yeah.
much.
We I'll talk.
You see you working with Kevin?
I do.
Us?
Yeah, I do.
In like what you see is like the future like supposed to be, or you see
Yeah,
like
no, I just see you want it to
people
happen.
dream.
You want it to happen. And see, when you want things to happen, you'll feel like you want to work with him. Feel how your face got warm?
Yes.
Yeah, and
Yes.
I see your forehead starting to sweat. And so, yeah, no, it'll just
Yes.
work in your favor. There, easy. It will.
We in our future, you see you working with Kevin?
Yeah, I said that. I answered it. Yes. Let me say it again. Yes. Yes, yes,
You
yes.
have to believe.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, you
Because we
do.
were so
Well,
excited for that.
so we don't quit you much time. That comes the next person. Thank you very much, Kevin. We love you. Kevin.
Gary,
Gary, I'm so
thanks.
nervous. You're amazing, man.
You guys are great. appreciate you guys. Talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you,
Stay, stay, lo stay love bugs. You guys are love bugs and stay
oh
that
my
way.
God, I love them.
Don't you?
That's amazing.
Yeah, because they just have a vibration of love. They just love. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Love is nice. That's who they are. They're sweet.
Oh my God.
They're really sweet. Michelle's adopting everybody in her head.
I am.
She's writing an adoption list. You know, you've got the world's longest adoption list. You know, you just, that's who you are. Anyway, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Let's talk to Matthew Rocha. Can we do that?
Well, okay, let me go to him.
Thanks. Or Rocha. I don't know how you pronounce it exactly.
Anyway. Yeah, Matthew Rocha.
Matthew, how are you, buddy?
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and mute Matthew. We love him too, and we miss him. And Ben.
Oh my God, you were so great at the retreat. You were so fun at the retreat. Thank you for just being you. You know, oh, I can't hear you.
Unmute. Awesome. Yeah. Unmute, Matthew. Uh-oh, I think you muted yourself again. Hold on. I'm going to unmute you again.
All right, there we are.
There you are. Oh, no, I don't know if you're connected to audio.
Oh.
Okay, how about you might have to log out and then log back in, and then we'll go back to you.
Well, anyway, he was just...
Wait,
oh, now
are.
I can hear you.
Wait,
there.
Now you can hear me.
Yes.
There we are.
Okay. Perfect.
Hey, buddy. How are you? You I'm were doing... the greatest. You and your brother. I mean, everybody, you were the greatest at the retreat. You were so much fun. You know, so much light. How's your son doing?
Yeah.
He's doing great. He's doing great. I appreciate what you did. Thank you, God, and what everyone else did for him. I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, there we are. Good. That's good. That's good. That's good. And so, so how are you? How are you? I'm just checking on you to see how you're doing after the retreat. How you doing?
I'm doing good, doing great. And I obviously I was there with Ben and Yaneth. You know, they warned me that, you know, after a retreat, you know, the demons, you know, they try to dim your light.
Yeah.
And I've been like the last couple of days, I've been feeling like built like anger. A bit of anger.
Like you're getting beat up here. Yeah, let me clear that off. Let me fix it.
Yes.
All right, here we are. I'm just fixing. I'm pulling all the darkness away from you. I'm getting you up. I want you to imagine these rainbows all above your head. And now you're slipping up into this rainbow dimension like we saw in Ojai. And so you can bring that home with you. And so there we are. Now it's all around your body. I saw your face get warm, starting to sweat. Yep. There you go. There you are. So now you've got that light in you. Now you got that beautiful rainbow, crazy lucky energy. And so there we go. And now you feel sort of like giddy, happy, like everything's going to work out. You see?
Yes. Yes.
There? All right. Because it will. Stay in this vibe. Stay in this vibe. Read my psychic lips. Right? Stay in this vibe and everything will work out for you beautifully.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're really a force to be reckoned with. You're really an amazing person. I mean, I got to know you a bit. I wish I had more time to spend with every person one-on-one. But you have a beautiful light about you. You're very special. You're just like your brother, you know. And so you guys come from somewhere, I don't know. But it's a good spot. It's a good spot. And people are lucky to be around you. You know, I'm so happy. At every retreat, there's people that bring it. You know, there's people that just bring an energy. And you don't even know it. I don't think you're aware of how bright your light is and how special you are. But you're very special, and your light is really special. And so just stay you in the movie. Shoot high. Manifest big. That would be my advice to you. Manifest high. And then you'll find that it's easy to manifest big as easy as it is to manifest nothing. And so you want to just manifest big and everything will show up in your world. There you are. Easy. That's my advice.
Easy.
Okay.
Okay. I appreciate that, Gary, very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And you should do an ultra bright commercial too, by the way. Michelle, look how he has great teeth.
I know, he's so amazing. You just love him, Ben and Yaneth. They're just so lovable.
They were great the whole time.
Oh my God, I love
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you guys for making our life. Thank you for making our life brighter. Thank you so much. I appreciate you at the retreat. Thank you. And now, good luck, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
You'll feel better now. You know.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Isn't that great when you should do a tooth? What did that say? Do an Ultra Bright commercial?
He looks like
Yeah.
an actor. I was telling him that the whole retreat because he stayed
It does, right?
B&B is us. So I kept,
Yeah, they were so fun to stay with. Oh my God, we always had fun every night after the retreat. We would always have another party inside the mansion,
Oh
I
yeah,
think.
you and the weren't the monks skinny dipping? Did I hear that right or no? You're skinny dipping at midnight?
Well,
You
yeah.
got naked monks in the pool.
They even posted it on their Instagram. It was so epic. I love it.
We're all in the kitchen, and Michelle's like, "Wait a minute! The monks just posted on Instagram that they're in the pool swimming."
Yes. Like, look,
Naked. I
they're
don't know if they're naked. I'm just making it up.
It sounds good though to have naked monks. Sounds good.
They
There
were
has to be a
fun.
nice for
They were
sure.
fun. I see Dang. Let me talk to Dang. What's he
Oh
up
my
to?
God, Dang was staying with us too. We love
Dang's
Dang.
amazing.
I love Dang. And Juan too.
Yeah, and Wong's great. Dang, you
Dang.
were so much fun. You and Wong. You and Wong. You and
Juan.
Wong. You and Wong. I'm now making everybody Asian. Yeah, so Wong, who is, what is he? He's Cuban. And so we're making him Asian as well. So how you doing, buddy?
Okay to be Wong.
Yeah, it is. We can all be one with each other. But anyway, you're so fun. Oh my God, we had such a great time. And you guys know how to fix stuff. So every time the bus would break, we would be like, "Hey guys, fixes, can you fix this thing or that thing?" Anyway, well, you guys are just fixing things. So thank you for that.
No, I was just assisting. Juan's the main guy. He's done that before, so just support whoever support is needed.
Wow. Yeah, you're like that. You're like that. But you're a person, if you're around you feel higher. I mentioned that at the retreat. And so just to be around you in your presence brings a high vibration. And so that's what we want to be for each other. That's what oneness is. We just want to, and then we have to think about it for a minute and go, what can I do to help your life? Right? And so I thought about that for a minute, and then I'm working on figuring out things to help your life, to help Juan's life, to help every, and so, but you guys are really like that because you guys are the same. And so this retreat had so many beautiful people like yourself, and like Juan, that were just helping each other. Like Angela's car had a problem, and there was all of a sudden, it got better through some miracle, thing. Anyway, but there's all these different things that I saw happen at the retreat that was truly magical, and so thank you for being a part. Thank you for being a big part, actually.
Thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Your hands got warm. Feel your face warm. It's really, really light. And so, and Michelle, did you find that everybody loves him?
Everybody loved Dang, and he's so lovable. Even the monks love Dang. Yeah,
There.
you're just so lovable. We really appreciate you, and we can't wait to see you again
Thank you, thank
in
you.
Vegas. Thank you.
Yes. Of course, I'll be there.
Yeah. Any questions? Anything going on? Anything you need to know? Anything you want to do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you could put any insight. So even, I mean, before or before the retreat, I'm still when I do sales, I just have this kind of underlying, I don't know what it is, but it just kind of makes me, just like very tense and just sweaty. I don't know what's kind of going on, but
I can fix all that. I can fix all that stuff. That is a
perfect.
no-brainer for me. Okay. And so here we are because I used to work with salespeople. That's what I did that for years. And I worked with salespeople. And I could take someone who they would say, I can't, I'm not a salesperson. I can't sell. I can't, whatever. And I'd go, yeah, you can. Let me show you. And so, but you're just finding your way. And so as soon as you end up finding the thing you should be selling, you're going to be fine. You just got to be in the right space. I see you finding it soon. Feels really good to me. And you're going to be fine. Feel how warm you got right then? You see? That's it.
I
You
feel
just,
something just releasing from the chest.
yeah. Well, that was the tension from not being in the right place. So you're gonna find you're gonna end up in the right place, and then you're gonna be right place, right time, yippee-yi-oh. And so that's when everything meets up and happens good. So there we go. Now you look how warm you're getting. I see your face sweating. So yeah, you're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine. There. I got
Thank
rid
you,
of what was
Gary.
you're welcome. I got rid of what was there in a negative way. So there you go. This is good. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, see, now you're like, okay, I'll take a nap.
Yeah, feels like, yeah, so relaxed now.
Good. There. Perfect. Good, Michelle.
I
Good.
love it.
Thank you. Yeah, everybody did. It's a retreat. Everybody's just loving everybody, weren't they? I mean,
Yep.
it was
We
like
all just love
everybody was
each other.
just really in love with each other, you know, which was such a beautiful thing. You know, and I figured out something about oneness. You know, I mean, this oneness thing is really my project. And I figured out that oneness is the vibration of being in love. For real. Oneness is the vibration of being in love, but a little better. It's like being in love a little bit better. I fell in love with everybody. I mean, I was in love with a 3-year-old or 2-year-old that was dancing to Elisa's music. I mean, this little 2-year-old was amazing. I fell in love with Alice all over again, who is an 85-year-old. Alice is on the dance floor dancing better than anyone else on the floor, right? Modern dance. Yeah. And some of you guys are shaking your head going, oh my God, yeah, she was. And so I fell in love so many times. And so when you're with people and you realize that you're in love with them, but it's a little better than being in love, whatever that is, that's you're in one with them. That's what that is. That's a confusing thing these days. Sometimes people think they're really in love with the person, don't leave the family and all, no, you're just in one with them. When you're in one with people, it's like being in love with them, but a little better. And so that's what that feels like. But it is so beautiful. It is so beautiful and it's so powerful. And so it's truly like that. It's truly like that. Terry Mahoney, you're a rock star. I love you. You are a freak, you know.
Love her too. You're
Hey,
always
Terry.
in love with Terry
All right,
Mahoney.
Terry, go ahead
I
and
am. Everybody's in love with you.
Yeah.
You know,
Hi.
because
Beautiful.
you're really good at being in one with people. You're
Yeah.
good at you're good at being really in one with people, which makes everybody in love with you and then some, you know. And you're in love with them back, though. I see you. I watch you do it. You really are. Makes sense.
The people you hang out with are easy to love, let me tell you.
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah, great group of
Cute.
people that I spent some time with a little before. I was at Fallon's retreat and your retreat, and lots of le personal lessons for me. Lots of my questions were answered tonight on the sleep thing. I'm out there fighting wars with crystal swords and giving up my sleep, so all my questions have been answered.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yeah, well, you're doing some good. I mean, God's really calling on us earth angels to help with places that aren't so good tonight, that are in war and not in a good way. And so just know that's what your sleep thing is right now. You
Yeah.
know,
Like the thing you said about losing the battle and winning the war. Right before I walked in, I was thinking, I have friends. I was thinking of Linda and how she raised her daughters and got to do all these activities. And I was a single parent and didn't do quite that good of a job. And now I'm older and I think I'm not doing, I dropped the kids off at the Halloween party and all these parents are going with them. I'm like, I don't want to go. And I don't know. So, but then I thought they have great relationships with their kids and my kids and I, man, it's a struggle. But then I excel in other areas of my life that make me feel very purposeful. So,
Well, you do a lot of good for a lot of people.
yeah, thank
And
you.
so, yeah, and you're very special, and to know you is a joy.
Oh,
You
thank
know,
you for saying that. Thank you.
it's the truth. It's the truth. You know, so we're so lucky. You know, I feel very, very lucky to know a lot of you guys, a lot of you I know personally, and a lot of you guys I know a little bit. But it's an energy that is really in a oneness way. And so I'm really totally just in love with everybody, you know, and I appreciate that. But totally in love with you, and everybody's in love with you back. So if you wonder what that in love thing is, because people really love you, Terry.
Oh,
And so, and well, the reason they do is because you wish them well, you help them just by walking into the room.
Oh,
And that's a
getting
big
all
deal.
warm. I'm like, woo, okay.
Well, you can feel it. And
Yeah.
so some people are like that. And so you have the same thing Dang has. You can see it in him. He has that, and even at a young age he has it. And so but you make a difference. And so no, you make a difference. There we are, the big old web. There we are in oneness. Weave that web of oneness. I love you. You got
My grand
anything?
wanted to share with you. I asked my, I haven't seen my little one in a long time. I said, "Did you get any spiritual gifts from God lately?" She goes, "Yeah, I got a pink mountain." And I was thinking maybe that was the Ojai thing.
Of course, it is the pink moment on
Yeah.
the mountain. She
Yeah.
got a pink mountain.
You got a pink mountain.
Wow, how about
I asked her, "What does it do?" She goes, "A lot, but I don't want to talk about it right now." Like,
that?
okay.
That's funny. Isn't
Okay.
it crazy how spiritually gifted kids are coming up with this? You can't write this stuff.
No,
You
no.
really can't. You really
Yeah.
can't write this stuff. So it's all
She's
beautiful.
actually converted her Pentecostal mother into playing with crystals and healing each other with crystals,
Wow.
which is a
Well,
big deal because my daughter used to throw away the crystals I'd get her because she thought it
praise the Lord.
my
As my
book.
mama, as my little Southern Baptist mama would say, praise Jesus. Don't say
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
There we are.
So
Good.
yeah.
She has a lot of Christ healing. I can see it. It's nice.
Oh yeah,
There.
my daughter does. Yeah, absolutely.
She does. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a prayer
Nice.
warrior for sure.
Perfect, honey. Well, I love you. I'll talk to you real soon, okay?
All right. Take care. Thank you so much for
Yeah.
being you, Gary. You're
I'll
doing
try.
a good
I can't imagine who else I would be.
job.
Right? I don't know.
Amen.
I look like an abstract painting. I look like I was, I'm like a part of the painting. It's perfect. There we go. I tap into Alice's painting. They make me high. I get really high. She's got a room full of these. They're just great. I wish you guys were in the room of her art. It's really, really special. There's some of them. That's perfect. They're beautiful. Yeah. There we go. Anyway, who are we talking to?
Here, I
Who
got
are
a
we
whole
talking
list for you still.
to? Well, I'm going to let you do it. I'm going to let you do it for a minute. Okay, there we are.
Okay.
Who are we talking to? All
Let's go to Carletta Coleman.
right.
She was also there. Carletta. Hey, Carletta, beautiful. We
Well, she's my
just
baby.
love you
I love
too.
her. Yeah,
But
she's great. You were great. Thank you for coming to the retreat. You were a joy. And then some.
you, Gary, I was looking at the picture of you and I today. Oh my
Me
goodness.
too. Me too. I was too.
That was, it was life changing for me. And to bring my husband as well, it was life changing for him too.
Yeah, he
He
must have thought he
understands
landed. He
me.
must have thought he landed in Oz.
Well,
It's like,
I think he understands me better now. And he
good.
understands why I do what I do. And I don't know why I keep blinking out. Who
That's
knows?
okay. That's all right. That's all right. Yeah.
Question that I have is I've been attempting to get in touch with my Uncle Gene and I can't get in touch with him and I'm just wondering, is he still here or is he gone?
He's on the other side, but he's in transition. Sometimes when people are in transition, you go to get in touch with them, you can't find them, but he's there. I see him sitting on a bench in a beautiful garden. There you go. Now you grabbed your hand, so you feel your hand get warm. There you go. He's right there. And so, but he's in transition. Sometimes when people are in transition, they're harder to find and harder to see because they're there just healing up. See, they're getting their act back together from the traumas of life. And so, but he looks good. He's happy. He's doing good. He loves
Good.
you.
Good. I love him too. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Gary. Thank
You're
you. Thank you
welcome.
for confirming that. I
Yeah,
love you.
he's hey, back at you. That's good. I love it when, it's so funny when people drag their husbands or their wives or their spouses, and they end up in this retreat, and whoever you drag there sometimes ends up getting more than you thought you were going to get, And so it's pretty crazy, pretty crazy. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you,
It's up to
Gary.
you.
I have a new person. His name is Dennis Wains, or what Wines. I hope I said
Okay.
that. Hi, Dennis. Go
Hey,
ahead.
Dennis.
How are
Hey,
you?
buddy. How are you?
Yes, hello everyone. Thank you
Yeah.
for having me, my first time here live. Thank you, Gary. It is an honor, and I'm humbled to speak with you, sir.
No, don't be I'm all that. I'm easy. No ego. I'm easy. I'm easy to talk to.
No, you're fantastic, and I'm halfway through your book, and it is mind-blowing and really on a different level, and it's just really great. It's quite a path to go on right now. And the question that I have for you, please, is how can I become financially free as soon as possible so that I can dedicate most of my time and energy towards beaming love and light throughout the universe while connected with God?
Great question and great goal. When I look at you, you have black shackles on your hands, okay, in your arms, blocking your abundance. And so ask God for the key to unlock those. Just say, God, please give me the key to unlock my shackles.
God, please give me the key to unlock my shackles.
Okay, you just got the key. Unlock one arm. There you go, one hand. There we go. It's like, there you go. You could hear did you hear the chains right then as they fell off you? It was a weird little sound.
I felt it as if I was supposed to hear it, but usually I do hear things when I do have premonitions or intuition.
I heard you being able to hear, because I heard the chain fall off of your hand. It looks like that, okay? And there we are. Now it went off the other hand. Now you got them. Reach and get a key and unlock the ones on your ankles. You got ankle cuffs. There you go. Oh, you did them. There you go. You did them. There we go. Now look how light your feet got. Feel that? Now your feet are warm.
I got shivers everywhere. That's amazing.
Yeah. So you can actually physically feel the sensations, you see. So that unlocked the vibration of stuck, locked up abundance. So now then I look and I see raining money and raining gold coins. And so now raining gold bricks. And there we are. Now you're getting super warm. Feel that? Feel that whole thing? That's
all
pretty cool.
All over my back and my head. My hands are still tingling.
Good.
And it is a wonderful feeling. Thank you so much for helping.
Yeah. And so now then go make a bunch of money and then go do what you want spiritually. And people can do that. You know, sometimes you think, well, how can I possibly pull this off? I know I'm faced with that every day. Every day of my life, I'm always faced with like thinking, how can I pull this off to enlighten more people, to help more folks, to do, you know, to not think about the money side, but just pull it off. Right. And then God brings it. You know, he brings it. And the biggest thing is, you know, you can lose battles, but win wars. And so I see you winning a lot of wars, and I see your intention being perfect. Where's your mother? You got a real connection there.
Yes, my mother is in New Jersey.
Yeah, she's amazing, right?
She's really something. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you, I see you kicking into her gifts. She's like really super gifted. And I see you kicking into her gifts now, and you have the same gifts. So that makes sense to you, right?
Incredible. Actually, not quite what I expected, but in a way it is. And my mother and I have an interesting relationship. However, there's been a lot of work being done, especially recently in the last few years, and it's a healing process, and it's one day at a time, and we know that it's backed by love under God. So that's what we trust in completely.
Yeah, well, I see it working really well now. So there we go. Then a lot of these blocks you had were blocking that whole connection there. And now then I see that connection being perfect. And I also see the empathability of her spiritual gifts rolling over to you. And she's really an amazing human. She's kind of a freak of nature in some ways. Make sense?
Fantastic. Love to hear it.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. There we are. I want you to forgive her totally. I want you to allow that to happen. Okay, do it right now. Just say, God, give me the gift to forgive my mama.
God, give me the gift to forgive my mom.
How warm are you?
It's overwhelming.
Feel how you're on fire inside?
It feels like that. Yes, well said.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. You just forgave her. That's all you needed to do. You know, Ask her to forgive you. There you go.
Mom, please forgive me.
She did.
Thank you.
Now the back of your head's on fire. Feel that? That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
that's your God cord runs all the way up from your head to heaven, and so you're all lit up, buddy. Yeah.
That's what I learned recently from your book is the God cord and the dimensions, and I want to spend more time meditating and connecting directly. And I feel like because I want that, the chains that were on before, it made sense. So thank you for helping me release that. And I'm ready. Thank you.
You are, and you are. Good luck. I love you. Yes. You're the best. You're the best.
You.
I'll talk to you soon.
We love him too. Dennis.
God, he's a freak. Awesome. Yeah. We got all these people on tonight that are real freaks of nature and really amazing in their own right. And you guys are. You really are. Realize you are truly what God calls earth angels, and you can make a difference. You can make a difference in your friends, your family, yourself. But even people in parts of the world that aren't doing well, that are going through wars and all kinds of craziness, you know, you guys can make a difference. You really can. Just ask God for the gifts to do it with and do it. It's really simple. And so, because you are all earth angels, I appreciate you. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Well, thank you, Gary. I've got Peyton and Mom together. Here, unmute.
Peyton.
Hi. Oh.
Hey, Peyton.
Hi.
Hey, my girl, how are you?
Good.
Good, good, good. And what's Mom? There's Mom. Hey, Mom, you're peeking at me. There we are.
Hey.
Perfect. What's your question? What's your question?
I have two.
Okay. But first of all, let me just say one thing. You can hear your angels. And so when I tap into your energy field, if you look in the camera or look in the screen, notice how red your ears are. See that?
Yeah.
Your ears are like on fire. Feel they're warm. Can you feel them warm?
Yeah. So,
okay. That means that you can hear your angels. You're naturally clairaudient, which means, and see, I'm going to just light them up a little more. Now look how red they are. See? See that? That's kind of freaky, right? And so, yeah, they're going to be red for the rest of your life. Good luck. No, they won't. They'll go back to normal. I'm messing with you. But they're really, the reason is because you're clairaudient. And just by my energy field talking to you, by me talking to you or tapping into you, you all of a sudden got the gift of clairaudience, which is one of the best spiritual gifts. So your angels and God are really spoiling you. So you're going to be able to hear your angels. You'll be able to hear God when he talks to you. You know, so that's cool. So what was your question? I got sidetracked with your red ears. But anyway, keep going.
I just recently lost my grandfather, my papa.
Okay.
And I want to know, like, what should I look for? Like, signs.
He stuck his tongue out at you.
Hmm.
Makes sense. Would he make a funny little face with his mouth and he'd stick his tongue out? Anyway, that's what I see him doing. He would do that, right? And so he's just now doing it. You know? You know? And then I heard him say, I love you. Listen in your ear. Listen to this, okay? I want you to take your eyes and scroll up a little bit higher. Let's look up a little higher. There we go. A little higher. A little higher. Right there. See that light? See how it got a little brighter in your eyes? Okay, now then. And now he said he loved you. There. Now you heard him. See? You heard him. See? You heard him right there. Love you. See? Yeah. So the sign is he'll just tell you he loves you. And all you got to do is scroll up to that space and you're going to be able to hear him. There you are. Again, he said that. He said, he said, give me a smooch. He called it a kiss, a smooch. He says he has funny words, you know. And so yeah, so there you are. Yeah, that's how you can just listen to him talk to you. Yeah.
But I was told her.
Yeah. And then he said, hey, it's really me. That's what I heard. I heard, hey, it's really me. And then he said he loved you again. So there we are. He says it over and over. There you go. That's how you do it. You got it. You don't need me. Do it yourself. Okay.
My other question is, I last Wednesday, I just hurt my knee at cheer. Do you think I'll get like back into my next competition?
Yeah, and the one after that, you'll even be stronger. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Good luck, honey.
Thank
No, I
you.
love you. You're best. You're good. You're really, really great. You're really creative. I don't know if you make things or paint or do anything artistic with art, but you really have a beautiful artist way about you. And so, all right. Yeah.
You like to draw.
Yeah. You're gonna really, you got a lot of gifts that way. So there you go. Good luck, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, go be the artist you are. Perfect. He's and see your grandfather. Now you can see him. Look at him. Look, think of where I'm looking. There you are, right? You just did it. When you think there, right there. Okay, see him stick his tongue out. See? Yeah, you saw him. See? So you can not only hear him, you can see him just like I can. Okay? Yeah, he loves you. And he says he's still with you. Know that. Okay? And he said he always will be. Know that, he said. Okay? Beautiful.
Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Aww.
Oh, I'll see you guys soon. I gotta go before I cry. Oh, that was so special. That was sweet. That was so sweet. There we are. Oh, who are we talking to?
Oh, thank you, Gary. I've got David Baudet, but Baudet, I think I said that right. Hi, David. How are you? Thanks for being so patient. Go ahead and unmute. Oh, here, try it again.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for being so
Hey,
patient.
hey, buddy.
Hey, my question for today is I was affected by Helene,
Okay.
and I'm just asking for like I haven't felt right since.
Okay. All right. You feel violated a little bit with that. Where, what city are you in?
Chandler. I'm 3 hours away from your star.
Oh, were you close to Asheville?
Yeah, I'm like 5 minutes away
Oh.
from Nashville.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so you were at the center of the mess. I'm sorry. Oh, okay, buddy. So sorry. There we go. Let me just clear the traumas off you. Is that okay?
That's fine.
There
Thank
we
you.
go. There we go. There we go. There we go. Boy, you got big ones. Hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on. Ah, there it goes. See how you're getting warmer now? Yeah, you had a bunch of higher selves that were really traumatized. So people don't realize you have higher selves. You're not just a simple person, but you have you and you have all your angels and your higher selves. And you had a higher selves that were really kind of traumatized, you know, from this. And so I straightened them out and I got them back in your energy field in order. And so you'll be fine. Simple. There you are.
Okay, thank you.
I fixed you. Good luck, buddy. Good luck.
Appreciate it.
Good luck. Good luck, good luck.
You're
Appreciate
good.
you.
Oh, good job, Gary.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Who we got?
Thank you. I have Jenny Lou Smith.
All right.
Hi, Jenny Lou. Thank you for being so patient.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Gary.
Hey, girl.
My name is Jenny, and I'm calling from the UK currently.
Okay. So
And
you're in, are you in London or you're in England? Where?
in Staffordshire,
Okay. All right.
in the Midlands. And so my question is, how can I send a loved one positive abundance?
How can you send a loved one positive what?
Positive abundance.
Oh, how can you send a loved one positive abundance? They gotta want it. Yeah.
Well, the reason I'm saying this is I sort of feel a bit helpless when I hear people around me wanting to get something and they're overcoming challenges.
Yeah.
And I feel like also my oldest daughter loves her meditation, and I feel there's times where I really want to help her, but I feel helpless too. So I want to send, like, give her lots of love and joy and smiles.
You just did. I saw your oldest daughter turn really bright because you said that. Yeah. And
Oh,
so,
is she awake?
yeah. Yeah. Is she right there? She turned bright. Yeah.
She's sleeping behind me.
Oh, okay. She's back there somewhere. Well, anyway, I saw her going really bright, really light. The top of her head feels warm right now, and now her hands feel warm. Now her feet feel warm, and so you just projected light to her. You can project light to anybody. You don't have to ask for permission to project light. to anybody. And so you just project light, and then you just you have good intentions. That's what God light is. That's what oneness is. You have good intentions. You want them to be okay, and abundant, and that's how you do it. And then to really for them to settle into abundance in the magical way they're capable of, they have to want it. So they have to want to be happy. They have to want to be abundant. And so you could just tell them, hey, want abundance a little bit. And then it'll just happen. I'm clearing off all the little dark energies around you. You look really super bright. I am asking God for a God matrix for you to be able to heal yourself and other people. And I see this giant God matrix coming out of the sky. This would be a big one for you guys to get right now. And this is this big giant God matrix that's moving through this rainbow dimension, turning rainbow colors, and now moving into her body, and now moving into yours if you allow it. There we go. Look how you feel now. How's that feel?
I feel amazing and really warm.
Really warm. See?
Yeah, I'm in the attic, and my hands have been very cold, but I feel really warm now.
Well, good. Now, there you go. It's really simple. Well, that really warm thing is your ability to manifest good for yourself and for others. So that's what we want to do these days, guys. Be one with each other. Take care of each other. Love yourself above all, and love God. And so you are in the zone. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
Beautiful. You. Big kiss. Big kiss to you. And everybody gets that gift. That's a big gift to get. That was a big one. I saw it moving through the atmosphere here in Ojai and coming through all these rainbow colors of the upper valley where I'm at right now at Richard Nellis's house. This was magic. This was magic. That was a great gift for me to share with you guys. Benjamin, you could feel that. What did that feel like? I just want to talk to you for a second. There's your little boy. That's what did that feel like?
All right, Benjamin, unmute.
Hey, Ben.
Hi.
Hey, buddy. Hey, we miss you. You know, we had so much fun with you at the retreat. Thank you for being you. And tell your wife, thank you for being her. She's just amazing. You know, you guys,
thank you.
You guys are great, and your brother's super. I mean, we had fun. We had so much fun. And so you remember when we got that? I love that. Remember when we got that gift of the big God matrix coming through the rainbow dimensions, you know, here in the upper valley and in the whole valley and turn rainbow? It was crazy. Anyway, that's the gift that everybody got right then. So you guys don't second guess this gift. Simply take it, absorb it. It looks like a big sunshine with rays on it. That's what a God matrix looks like. And just pull that into your body. And then you ask God for whatever it is you want. So anyway, what can I do for you today, buddy? And then I got to run.
This is a question we've actually had for the longest time. It had to do with past lives. I've been kind of thinking about that a lot, but how many lives have Janet and I, and maybe our two boys, how many lives have we been together?
at least six.
Nice.
Yeah, at least six. And so sometimes people are together for many, many lifetimes over and over. And especially if you find your heaven on earth and this beautiful connection like you guys have. That's the reason you feel so collected and so together. That's the cutest kid in the world. How did you get to be the cutest kid on earth?
I mean, his name is Zion. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yep.
You are beautiful.
Hi. Oh, no.
Yeah, Elvis Presley lips. On.
That's cool. <eating. laughs>
They are great. They are great. Well, anyway.
Oh my God!
How many kids? How many kids are there? 12. They keep making different faces. They keep making different faces. Well, anyway. Well, I love you guys. Thank you for coming to the retreat. Okay.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having us, and it was amazing to be around everyone.
Good. All good for me. You guys are having too much fun. I want to eat popcorn and watch a movie and eat Cheetos. There we are.
That's like a plan. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You guys are great. I love you guys. I'll see you soon. See you guys. Oh, they're the best.
God, I love them.
Thank you guys for joining me here on Tapping In. I appreciate you. 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com. Please join the Enlightenment Club if you're not in it. But you're going to really be surprised at what you get from some of these different things. We got a spiritual masterclass coming up. We'll figure out when we can do that as soon as I'm put somewhere. And then next week I'll be in beautiful Minneapolis. And so I'll be in Minneapolis. I'm having a Halloween party on Halloween. What a concept. And so we're having a big Halloween party downtown. Last time we had this Halloween party, I think I had 7,000 people there. So anyway, so we expect to have 10,000 this time. And so anyway, we're downtown Minneapolis. If you want to come and join me, put your best costume on and come and hang out. I'll be in downtown Minneapolis doing a big Halloween party on Halloween night with Dave Ryan in the morning. So I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What am I forgetting, Dino? What am I forgetting?
Well, Michelle said masterclass. We're going to come up with a date for the masterclass in the next week, yep. And we'll let everyone know. And your holiday retreat, if you're doing one, we're going to figure it out. Maybe it's in Vegas, maybe it's in North Carolina. We'll figure all of that out in the next week also.
Perfect. That's it. And so remember, I love you and I appreciate you. If you're ever not feeling appreciated, think of me and you're going to feel appreciation. Big kiss. I'll see you soon.